Well, Auckland City Mission has just finished the first week of its pre-Christmas services and is expecting this season to be its most demanding ever. It says it's seen huge numbers come through its three Auckland sites at Eden Park, Papakura Marae and Ngā Whare Wātea Marae, with the highest ever demand for food parcels. Initial findings from Housing First Auckland's homelessness count earlier this year established an estimated 800 people sleeping without shelter across Auckland and a further nearly 3,000 in temporary accommodation. The full report will be released by early February. But there are some signs of hope with a grassroots housing program developed by Mangere's Te Puia Marae. 2.5 years ago, it made headlines when it opened its doors to what turned out to be hundreds of homeless people in Auckland in the midst of the city's housing crisis. Now research is showing that the Puia model is actually getting people off the street for good. Jenny Lee Morgan is the co-principal investigator on the Te Puia project, which found that a whānau-led approach where support, kindness and kai are the first steps has been successful in gaining permanent housing for many. Jenny, kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Catherine.
So Te Puia Marae has helped find homes, I think, for over 300 people since it opened its doors?
Yeah, the numbers are always shifting, but approximately that amount at this point.
And this is since 2016, where, as we said, we saw this happen. You've been involved, I think, for about a year. And how are you working with them to learn and to report on what's working?
Yeah, working and researching is always a tricky business. But with Marae, it's often more complex because there's so many people that you're in touch with. But fortunately for me, one of my tūpuna, my grandmother, is associated with that marae, and many of my aunties are still there. So it's been a lovely reintroduction back to whānau at the marae. And I suppose before the research began proper, Roe and I, so Roe Hoskins is the other principal investigator, we spent a few months just being at the marae, hanging out, really. When we talked to Hurimoana Dennis, who's the chairperson and director, of course, of the program and of Te Puia Marae, and I'd said to him early on, Huri, you know, it'd be really great if we could have a regular research meeting. He said, no, you've just got to come and hang out. And that was a really great reminder of, you know, the way the marae works, the way that the program works. And literally that's what we did and spent many weeks there before we began proper in the marae. So that's probably the introduction to, you know, how we got going. And then as we went on, we've got a very large research team. It's a multidisciplinary research team. And we had wānanga, we've had all our wānanga at the marae and just visiting, you know, regularly and being around.
What have you seen, and the word quantify is the wrong way to go about it, but what have you seen that is clear evidence that this isn't just a temporary home for people, that what is happening there is enabling them to find permanent homes and perhaps more? What are you observing that's really clearly building up as evidence?
I think one of the strongest indicators is that once people are housed, that they stay in their homes. And I think to date there's only been two whānau who have moved out of their homes for, I think one person had gone overseas and the other was very ill, or there were some extreme circumstances like that. But I think that's one indicator of sustaining tenancies and flourishing whānau, because one of the things that Te Puia Marae talk about a lot, and they've taught us really, is that finding the homes in one sense is sort of the easy part. It's and I don't want to make light of that as if it's not important, but it's ensuring whānau are strong enough to live in their homes in ways that grow them and reconnect them back to community. So a lot of the work that Te Puia does, and one of the little phrases that Benny Nuku, who is one of the leaders at Te Puia Marae, of the program Manaaki Tangata, talks about is an awhi package. And awhi in te reo Māori means to embrace, and it's literally embracing these whānau in the context of the marae and getting to know them intimately. And one of the things that Huri says is, you know, they can see us and we can see them. And in a 24/7 type of environment, that enables really strong relationships to be built, but also the trust in order to share critical information that can then support whānau to make decisions that, you know, enable them to re-engage their kids into schools, reconnect with community, get on top of budgeting, those sorts of things, start cooking again. You know, any of the ways that whānau need support.
Do some people have a narrow or a wrong impression sometimes of the situations people are in when they're homeless? And is this part of what you're saying? By spending time building trust, ahiing, and getting an understanding of what's happening in someone's life, you can then actually help find the right mix of solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that the story of Te Puia Marae has done for us all is reveal that homelessness is not just an individual rough sleeper, but the focus that Te Puia has had is on whānau. So not just Māori whānau, all whānau who need support. And so, you know, children, there's been huge numbers of children that have gone through the marae. Sole parents, large families. And so, you know, that's been one of the important shifts, I think, in the discourse and about homelessness, is that it's not just the person on the street, but what I think we talk about in the literature is hidden homelessness, that is people who are in temporary accommodation, living in shared accommodation, sleeping on couches, sleeping in the garages, in the cars, you know, in places that really are shouldn't be lived in.
Sometimes too, I was going to say some tough talking. There's some honest talking, right? When there's respect, people will listen to someone giving them a tough message, you know, about how things are going, about their responsibilities as parents. And is some of that able to happen in this environment in a way that changes things?
Yeah, absolutely. And really the key to the model is the marae, and Te Puia Marae are very clear about that. And the framework that they use is the legacy of Te Puia Herangi. And so in the marae, with the cultural framework that encompasses everyone that is there, you know, it means that we talk to each other in a different way that is about us being seen as, you know, manuhiri, tangata whenua, so visitors or hosts, and then becoming part of the marae, people who are kuia or kaumātua, elders and children. So when you're on the marae, all children become all of our children, if you like. That we were seen as whāia or aunties or matua. And so I think there's a deeply humanising aspect of the marae that brings us together in a way where I'm just not the researcher, but I belong to the marae, and as I said, are whakapapa in different ways. And homeless whānau aren't just homeless whānau. They are, we're all whānau. And so I think in that context, you know, some other ways of being are able to be exercised, if you like. So you can have someone telling a younger person, you know, you need to look after your children like this, or some tough talking, and sometimes that's not just between staff and homeless whānau have come in, but homeless whānau themselves. So the whānau themselves build really strong often relationships and are able to, you know, talk to each other and support each other because of the processes that the marae have got in place, as well as obviously this really key, dedicated group of staff at the marae who, you know, just, and I want to acknowledge the amazing work they do every day, just, on the ground.
Is this also about restoring mana in some instances. It's all part of the same picture, isn't it? Like, when someone feels respected again and respects themselves again, perhaps, and feels supported, they get stronger. Is that another component you've seen, as I said, in some circumstances? Because I'm sure everyone's got different circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's foundational to the beginning of this approach and process that is successful. And in that word, manaaki, is, you know, if you think about the etymology of the word, is mana. And manaaki means to be generous and hospitable, but it's about in relation to mana. So to give mana to others is to show hospitality, but also in them receiving that hospitality and then operating in a way that is respectful gives mana back to the people who are providing it. So you're in this reciprocal relationship where mana on both sides is being enhanced by engaging in this act of kindness, if you like, or generosity. But there's lots of things at play in that. And I think you're right. Yeah, there's foundational to this. Kaupapa is mana. Yeah.
What... Can I just get clear, first of all, so the Puia Marae has helped over 300 people find homes since it's opened its doors in 2016, so visibly to the nation, we all saw it. Are you saying that only two people out of that whole 300 have not been able to stay in the housing as best you can calculate?
Well, the numbers are a little bit tricky because in the first year, in 2016, as you said, Te Puia opened their doors to everyone. And in the first week, because of, you know, it was completely unexpected in terms of the numbers that they were getting and the range of people. People were coming from all over the country. There were families as well as individuals. And the marae made a decision in the first week to focus then on whānau. And so we're very clear about the who they thought the groups of people that they could best support. But in that first intake, there were quite a few individuals, and some of those, in that count of whānau that have stayed, it's just the whānau. So there will be more in terms of the individuals in that first year, but from all accounts at the moment, in terms of the whānau that have been housed, Huri Moana and the team have identified two. Yeah.
You're halfway through your research. I think there's already been a hui, and I think that there's a book produced that complements the research and project. I'm just wondering how and who is going to take this and apply it. We've heard about Housing First, which is a different movement, right? It's come out of the States and it said get people a home first and you're going to do a lot better with everything else that's going on in their lives. But this is a very particular approach and kaupapa at Te Puia. And I'm wondering, even with agencies who, you know, first you go to the housing place and then you might go to work and income, or you might go to health, or you might go to whatever if you have several needs, it's almost the reverse, isn't it? Because everything is together and people are first, and then we'll talk about services. Could you see this being applied more widely? And if so, where and how?
I think one of the key things that's happened at Te Puia that's been pivotal to the success, and Huri Moana will talk about this, talks about this all the time, is the co-location, if you like, of some key agencies at the marae, and one of those is MSD. And that's not about institutionalising the marae, but rather there's been an inculcation of the personnel into the marae and into the culture of the marae. So if you go to the marae and want to talk to that particular person to help with sorting out whatever it might be, benefits or whatever, you know, you can find her in the room with other staff members, but she'll also be having a cup of tea in the kitchen, which is a whānau room. She'll be doing the dishes with people. She will be eating and making bread and all of those things. And I think that's a sort of relationship, that humanising element that enables people to have those conversations around services that they need, but also see people as they are and see, be right, you know, and very close to people's issues. So going back to the question is about, you know, the sort of scalability of something like this, I think there's a huge amount to learn. I mean, it is very proudly a Māori, indigenous, if you like, innovation. It's really sourced in Māori frameworks and cultural ways of being, but I think there's a lot that people can take from what the marae is doing and think about incorporating into their own work. And certainly, as you said in your intro, there's a lot of interest in marae-led initiatives, and there have been for a long time, and marae have, you know, established kaumata flats, health centres, and there was that wonderful story yesterday about Papakura Marae and the work that's going to be done there and building the houses.
Jenny, thank you. All the best with the research. We'll touch base again, perhaps, as it continues to develop. Thank you for your time. Jenny Lee Morgan, co-principal investigator on the Te Puia project. It is part of the National Science Challenge, actually, Building Better Homes, Towns and Cities project. They've got interested very much in what was happening at Te Puia, and they're now working just to learn as much as possible about how and why this model is proving successful.